Welcome, everybody. It's time again for another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today. At the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practices with our host, Cindy Greenglass. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Paul. Today, I am your host, Cindy Greenglass, and we have as our guest, Jennifer Holt. Jennifer is going to help us navigate the maze of data so that we can create a roadmap that helps us and our business stay relevant and alive. As an early social media pioneer, I would like to hear, what are you seeing as some of those emerging social media trends, that use of data that's driving some really interesting, cool social media that you're seeing?
I would shout out a few pioneering leading companies that I think are really disruptors in this space. Certainly in the retail arena, Amazon has changed the game. There is no
sure.
doubt about that. So I would call them out. I would also, another example in the retail space would be Zappos, just from a standpoint of unprecedented customer service. And from both of those examples, you're seeing the way that they've not only disrupted retail delivery methods, but focus on designing digital and mobile experiences that are based in data-driven prioritization of customer service, how they present products, reviews and recommendations you may also like. That's all based on data. Another one I would think in a different category, more like in the health and wellness arena, would be precision medicine, like the work that Medtronic is leading. New applications for wellness, making it easier and more efficient. You're starting to see amazing trends with telemedicine, precision medicine, and even some things like wellness apps like Calm or WebMD, the access to sit at the tip of your fingertips in your mobile device. And then I would say, of course, being from Detroit, I have to have a shout out for the automotive space. Seeing some really great, amazing innovations within the automotive, autonomous vehicles, subscription models, and mobility apps like GM's Maven. We're just in the midst of disruption and how companies are thinking about creating new experiences for customers and the way that they deliver those, all based on data-driven and the capabilities that made possible through big data and the internet and mobile devices, really.
I thank you, Susan Emmerich, as our guest, and thank you for joining us today.
You've been listening to another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today from West Virginia University. At the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practice.